Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to another episode of Nerd Up This Week. Got Dalton Anthony.
Yo.
Asa Gray.
Yes.
And I'm your host, Jesse Kimball. This is a fun little lull we've got now here, this post San Diego Comic Con
E3. 30-minute show, is that what you're saying?
I mean, honestly, we could, but at the same time, we're us, so we can easily get an hour, too.
That's true.
That's how good we
are.
Is
there three letters in our show notes? We can get an hour out of it. Let us try it.
Yeah.
Well, So E3's happened, Comic-Con's happened, and Gamescom is coming up.
Yeah.
So, like, at the end of the month, we'll have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, because we did get Evo. So, we've got some news coming out of Evo. Mm-hmm. So, if you're a fighting game fan, just stay tuned. Some pretty good stuff here. In the meantime, though, Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, of which I am a huge fan. Big fan of theirs in general. Truth Seekers. It's a new series they're doing. It got picked up by Amazon. And I'm pretty down for this. It's going to be a comedy horror about paranormal investigators. Obviously, they will be playing paranormal investigators. And I got the series description here.
Okay.
They team up to uncover and film paranormal sightings across the UK. They stake out haunted churches, underground bunkers, and abandoned hospitals using an array of homemade ghost-detecting gizmos and share their adventures on an online channel. Their supernatural experiences grow more frequent, terrifying, and even deadly as the pair begin to uncover a conspiracy that could threaten the entire human race.
Okay.
That sounds about right.
Doesn't sound funny, but...
No, that
I'm sure
sounds
it will
amazing.
Be.
Yeah, Nick Frost and Simon Pegg. Does it still not sound funny?
No, it does. No. Yeah. I was just like, whenever I have the show description, I'm like, all right, I'm ready for a giggle or two. And then I was like, oh, no, this just sounds like a straight up show.
Yeah. But with Nick Frost and.
I'm bummed it's on Amazon, so I'll never see it.
Do you not?
No, I don't have. Okay. I am like the only person who isn't a grandparent that doesn't have Prime.
No. Sadie doesn't have it either.
Mm-hmm.
But she lucks out.
Because
she's like, oh, just give me your Amazon login. And I'm like, don't buy things.
I mean, I think my Amazon login actually still has a password for you to borrow from back when you were going to use it to do something, and then you just ended up getting a free trial to it, and I just haven't changed
it
back.
It was Batman Animated Series. When that got added.
Yeah, or something like that. But you wanted to use like my Amazon Prime. I was like, cool, I'll have this password set up for you.
Oh, yeah, because you did use a free trial to watch that, because we all complained about the Amazon TV like app.
Yeah.
Because searching for that's like searching for Marvel Unlimited.
And there was something else that I was going to, like, and there was something.
I was thinking it was something you were going to buy.
No, because, there was that thing more recently. Oh, it was the my cables, my charging cables for my new phone.
That sounds right.
And, like, my case. I was going to buy that, but I didn't have Prime. But they're like, hey, you qualify for a free trial. Like, score.
Yeah, because I remember, like, I think this was even another similar situation before that. Because I think Batman Animated Series was a tertiary benefit. You had that free trial, and you're like, oh, wait, Animated Series is on here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow, this search function is awful.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's so bad.
There's stuff on Amazon that I would like to watch, but just I can't justify the $100.
Yeah.
And, like, it's ridiculously more expensive if you pay for it monthly.
Because it's, like, $15 a month or something like that.
Yeah.
And I just do not buy stuff on Amazon.
I buy so much stuff on Amazon.
I'm too broke.
My credit card's too maxed out for me to buy things. Yeah. That's what mine is. Like, that credit card's almost completely, I would say depleted, but maxed. That's how credit cards work. They just get higher. They don't.
Yeah, depleted is a good thing.
Yeah, depleted. The depleted credit card would be dangerous.
Unless your credit is what's depleted, then that still works. Anyway,
I got a little bit of that left.
So, by the way, Amazon Prime, like I have it because I buy a ton of stuff on Amazon. I do miss the Amazon student discount.
Mm-hmm.
$30 a year. Back when I was a student.
Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting to apply for that.
Yeah, all you have to have is a .edu address.
I'm two whole semesters done with my master's. I'm going to get like 1 year of it.
I want, like when you do that, I want that $70. Like as a dummy fee.
How many?
Just like, no.
You would
just
be a rich man.
$70. Yeah, I know.
Just collecting dummy fees from Dalton.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's been a lot of them.
That was just awesome. And then it was one of those things, like, I was super sad when I no longer had access, because they finally do take away that email address from you after a couple of years. I think it was literally 2 years. Suddenly I didn't have access to that email anymore. And I was like, oh, no.
Oh,
Prime renewal's coming up.
They tightened up on that, by the way. It's like 6 months now.
Oh, gross.
And I only know that because I recently got mine back 6 months ago.
See, and one of my advisors told me that it was like I would lose access to it like 3 months after graduation.
It's
so
six.
That's why I have the one that I have now, which is just my SEMO. It's my SEMO like first part, just now it's at Gmail instead of SEMO.edu. But
let me try my accounts really quick.
But yeah, because like I wanted to see Good Omens because I've heard pretty good things about it. which that's another Simon Pegg series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was starring. I don't think he had anything to do with, like, the creation
of
it.
Yeah, I don't think he wrote or anything.
But I really love that book, and I've heard pretty good things about it, so I wanted to check that out. Batman Animated Series is on there.
I don't know if it is anymore, though. I think it got taken off.
That it's on DC?
Yep.
It might have been, but, you know, it's whatever. Isn't that Lost Boys show? Or not Lost Boys. What's it called?
The Boys, I think. The superhero one.
I've heard good things about it. Like, that's on Amazon. So, I mean, Amazon's kind of stepped up their stuff. But like I said, it's just that price point is what's keeping me away. And I'm sure this will be good. Because even the stuff that people don't love from Peg and Frost is still good.
Yeah.
Like, Paul wasn't, you know, wildly beloved.
But I still really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, and whatever the third movie in the Cornetto trilogy is, I'm totally blank. It's like the something at the end of the earth, at the end of the world. Because it came out and had a similar name to the post-apocalyptic movie
from
with James Franco and
Seth Rogen and basically all of their friends.
Yeah.
I remember the movie you're talking about, but I do not remember what it's called. But it is a really similar title with a kind of similar theme.
That's just, you know, they all get together to celebrate World's End. World's End was the cornet, was the
Simon Pegg, Nick Frost.
Yeah, because that was the name of the bar that they wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it turns out that, like, aliens invaded or something. It was something weird like that. I remember enjoying it.
Yeah, I do too. But I haven't seen it in a while. Like, it's Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are still some of my favorites.
Oh, yeah, no, those are amazing. Like, those are just so good.
Yeah. Shaun of the Dead is still one of my, it's like my top three favorite zombie movies.
Easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
And one of my favorite t-shirts.
And just, like, one of the, like, it's also just a hilarious movie. And it's one of those, like, the entire movie detail subreddit could just be from those movies.
Yeah.
Like, from all of them. Especially with Shaun of the Dead, where it kind of lays out the entire plot, like, in the first 5 minutes of the movie is like everything laid out because Edgar Wright is a maniac.
And it's really, really good. I'm definitely pumped about this show though.
Follow up. I apparently did switch it over to a student account like back in February.
Good for you.
Me, yeah.
$70 now.
No, that doesn't count.
Per semester.
$50.
No, that was like I owe you like $10 because it was only 1 month that I didn't
just
pay.
Just give me your wallet.
you're not gonna cash you got in there.
You're not gonna want it right now. Hit me back up in about 3 weeks.
Oh yeah, that's probably drained.
It's getting close.
All right, so yeah, I'm pumped about that show though. Black Lightning. We got a little bit of news about the CW crossover series. Black Lightning will actually, like, this will be the first one that he will be featured in. He showed up. There have been two events now that have happened in the CW-verse where Black Lightning could have been involved but was not. So now this one, he will officially be involved. It's going to be the Crisis on Infinite Earths event. Kevin Conroy is going to be Batman in it.
He's going to be Bruce Wayne. Because I do not see... It's
specifically the tweet that Kevin Conroy put out was that he's suiting up in the show.
I don't believe
like
that.
In an actual suit, like a three
piece.
Yeah,
like he's just showing he's just getting dressed for work instead of being able to run into roll into the VO booth in like pajama pants.
Yeah.
You know, the speculation that I have is okay, Kevin Conroy, who has never been a physically imposing figure.
No.
Like especially now. This is one of those things where it's like, okay, so when do we get the casting news for Terry?
Yeah, that's what I was about to look into some people really quick.
Like I could see him being the Bruce Wayne to the Batman Beyond. And he just kind of like comes into the that's what that crossover also includes.
And that's something else that Kevin Conroy has talked about, like, you know, cuz I saw a couple of tweets of his, but yeah, it did say he would be suiting up. Mm-hmm. So he very well could be like old man Wayne and then like in a robo suit or something along those lines.
The man is a treasure. And like, I don't want him doing stunts.
No,
protect him.
No, he will have a stunt man, and there will be a lot of CG involved.
But that at the same time, like, then you end up with Dooku in Attack of the Clones, and nobody wants that.
I mean, even TV CG has gotten a little bit better than that. Well, not the Arrow though.
We're still on the CW, buddy.
Yeah, because as I was saying that, I thought back to Elastic Man.
Yeah, Ralph Dibny.
Yeah, Ralph Dibny. And is or the elongated man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was not Elastic Man.
Mm-hmm. Or Plastic Man.
Do what?
Or Plastic Man.
Yeah, they have way too many stretchy heroes in DC.
Marvel does it right. Mr. Fantastic, Skin.
Oh, they killed Skin.
They sure did.
He died a horrible death.
Yeah, irrelevancy.
Boy, yeah, a lot of those X-Men got it rough. The ones that were clearly mistakes, they got rough exits.
The ones you read about on the news, not the ones that save lives. the ones hombres are the mutants.
He was probably Morlock potential, but like didn't make it down there.
No, just they got snapped before that was a thing.
So yeah,
I'm sad.
Anyway, Kevin Conroy will be Bruce Wayne at the very least, which is kind of a big deal because Batwoman is the closest thing we've gotten to, you know, anybody mentioning, you know, Batman being real other than like the slight like nods.
Like Wayne Enterprises, they'd mention every once in a while.
Yeah, like every once in a while you hear Wayne Enterprises. Whenever Felicity got her code name, because she is Overwatch, they said Oracle was taken.
Yeah, I remember that. That was like season two or three, wasn't it?
I think it was like season three or four. Like it was,
yeah,
because
I watched it, so it wasn't super far.
There's been like little hints and nods at it, but yeah, we definitely have never heard. I at least as far as I'm aware, which in fairness, I'm a season behind and everything but Black Lightning. It could be that it's been brought up in the last season, but I don't think the name Bruce Wayne has ever been mentioned.
We've seen Wayne Industries.
Right. Yeah, that's
like,
what Dalton
was
saying.
We've had like those light allusions to stuff, but yeah, no, they haven't had an additional, which, and to be fair, like this is a infinite universe. So like, this is going to be an else numbered.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think this is going to be... Like,
it's not
going to
be an ongoing, but it's going to be cool.
It's just
like,
going to be like, oh, this
is for the event.
This is your Bruce Wayne. And then that might be, like, end of acknowledgement.
Yeah, because we definitely have... It's very, very confirmed that this is a multiple Earths.
Yeah.
Like, this is a 52 Earths universe.
Which, also, we got that in The Flash pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Also, I kind of hope that they eventually just, like... As a giant middle finger to the DCEU or
DC
Worlds of DC, sorry, yeah. Of just like, hey, so we're consistent and we haven't completely like pooped the bed. I mean, don't look at Arrow, but everything else has been solid to great.
Yeah.
Passable to great.
Passable to great.
And now, like, yeah, we got our own Batman. Do something.
And he's the real one.
Yeah, this is the real Batman.
Oh, Kevin Conroy.
Or they could just do a joke and like start Batman, but like recast him every two episodes and just don't mention it.
That would be pretty funny, honestly.
But I am a petty human.
Because they are looking to replace the Arrow, because the Arrow's last season is filmed. It hasn't aired yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're looking to replace.
And that came out of nowhere, too. Like, I remember the very tearful.
Yeah, I feel bad for Stephen Amell.
Facebook
of that.
Live
yeah.
video where he's like, so we just got word. We're on set. Okay.
Well, no, they said that this, like, a long time ago, that it, like, before it started filming, that was going to be the
final. Yeah, but it got, like,
season.
Shortened or something, didn't it? Something came out of it that was, like, out of nowhere, kind of left field.
That very well could be.
Because I remember the news broke, and he posted, like, a very emotional Facebook Live, like, video of, like, addressing it, because they weren't really prepared for it.
Yeah, like, that very well could be. I don't remember that,
mm-hmm.
but that does not mean it did not happen. But I didn't hear anything about it getting shortened. Because I honestly, whenever I see news about the Arrow, I just sort of skip over it because I just don't care. Like, I saw that it was ending, and then I saw another news article about how they're actively looking to replace it because they're not planning on ending any of the other CW shows because they're all pretty successful.
That'd be cool to do a Red Robin show out of this, though. Like a Tim Drake story.
Yeah, we'd have to see like how they're going to introduce that character and everything because it's hard to introduce a lot of characters without, you know, Batman.
Yeah, that was one thing. Like,
okay, so no, it was not confirmed that it was that the season was ending.
Until
they had started it.
Huh. Yeah, I thought they.
Playing Oliver Queen has been the greatest professional experience of my life, but you can't be a vigilante forever. Arrow will return for a final run of 10 episodes this fall. So yeah, it's only 10 episodes as opposed to 20 something.
Yeah, because they definitely do get normally get like double the number of episodes of that, except for Black Lightning. So far, it's only had like two.
This was a
like
difficult decision to come seasons. To, but like every hard decision we've made for the past 7 years, it was with the best interests of Arrow in mind. So the best thing we can do for it is put a bullet in its head. Sorry, we're doing an arrow through its eye.
Did they fail like, the city?
Well, I mean, like apparently the girl that plays Felicity is walking out. Because I don't think she's in the last season. I don't know if that's true. Like that was another like it was a kind of an almost clickbaity headline that I read, but mm-hmm. I didn't care enough to actually look into it. But it said something along the lines of Felicity was walking out.
Maybe they hadn't started filming yet. When did they start? What date is this? So this was March.
Someone give Jared Kiso a job. Give him any superhero he wants.
I mean,
he's
honestly,
jacked.
Jared Kiso is just buff Stephen Amell.
Exactly.
Give and him I any say that knowing how cut Stephen Amell is.
Let him be Terry McGinnis and let Kevin Conroy and just
oh,
let him.
Oh, God.
Because Terry McGinnis is kind of already a smart aleck.
Honestly, like Terry McGinnis, like would be to Batman what Stephen Amell is to Jared Kiso. Like, he's a bigger guy.
Fair, totally fair.
Terry McGinnis was not like he was never huge or anything. He was actually like super lean and like small figure.
Not in that epilogue episode. Terry McGinnis was jacked.
I don't even remember that honestly.
Oh, it's so good. I would talk about it, but I'd start crying. Batman stayed with her when she died. Jesus Christ, I'm gonna start crying. Do you still have my DCU login?
I also have it on Plex, like all of Batman Beyond.
No, that was Justice League Unlimited.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
So she left at the end of season 7.
Which is the one that just finished airing.
So season 8's the last.
And then now
okay.
season 8 that's coming, they announced in January that it was renewed for an 8th season. Then in March, they announced that it's not only going to be the final season, but that it's only getting a 10-episode order.
Okay.
So, and I think they had started production at that time.
I would imagine. Well, because March was before the end of season 7. So, they had probably started production at the very least. I don't know if they had necessarily started. Who knows?
Okay, no. So, filming began on July 11th. So, I think it was just when they announced that it was the final season is when he did the live video.
That makes sense.
I was just wrong about it being, like,
while they were filming.
From set, yeah.
So, regardless, Black Lightning is finally going to get featured in that crossover, which is great because Black Lightning needs more exposure. Like that show is honestly really, really good. The most I think season 2 was a little bit of a letdown comparatively, like compared to season 1, but it was still solid. I enjoyed it. It needs to have gotten like the full season treatment that the other CW shows are getting because it left on a little bit of a cliffhanger both times. For both seasons, but it's all on Netflix. You guys, you two and everybody else should check it out. It's good stuff.
I probably will eventually, maybe.
And also, there's a lot of TV to watch out there.
That Justice League Unlimited episode I'm talking about, it's the last season of last episode of season 1.
Okay. I've probably seen it, but regardless,
so good.
Here we go. Showtime is working on a Halo TV series.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have any information about release date or anything like that. All we know is, at least from the castings that we've gotten, we're reasonably certain it takes place before the games. We do have a casting for Chief Pablo Schreiber, and we have Natasha McElhone as Cortana. McElhoney? McElhone?
I'm not sure.
I don't even know who Pablo is.
I don't either. I don't know who either of these people are.
Pablo. Oh, that was the first one.
Because we actually talked about this when I did the Respawn Aim Fire show last night, which look for that. If you're listening to this, I think it's out. Well, no, it'll be out tomorrow. It'll come out on Tuesday morning. So go check that out. But Googling her and like looking at her, that's not what I expected Cortana to look like.
Yeah, I mean, she does.
So
have
I'm wondering if she's got. So I'm wondering if it's just going to be if she's actually going to be like suiting up and like filming stuff, or if she's just going to be a voiceover.
Well, because she's going to be Cortana and Halsey, like Dr. Halsey.
Okay.
So she might just be voicing the AI Cortana and then like actually being Dr. Halsey.
Okay.
What's the actress's name again?
Natasha McElhone.
Thank you.
McElhone.
Oh, there's two Natashas in this show. That already messed me up.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a Natasha like that name that I just can't say.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to be Riz 028. And then the Natasha, also last name I can't say, who's going to be Cortana. Huh. But it threw me off because I was like...
So it's a separate... Well, no.
There's two actresses named Natasha that's going to be on the show.
But you just said that there's a Natasha playing Cortana and a Natasha playing Dr. Halsey.
No, he said
Riz 028.
Riz 028. Yeah. Okay. That's what I said, yeah.
Okay, so I missed that.
Yeah. No, the I thought the one that's playing Cortana is also playing Dr. Halsey.
And I was like, nope, so there's only the one Natasha.
Yes.
I was just like, wait a minute, I thought I made it clear.
There are two Natashas playing three characters.
Good for them. We got there.
All right.
The dude playing Master Chief, I guess, is who it's going to be.
That's Pablo Schreiber.
Yeah. I mean, did we ever see Master Chief's face?
No.
No.
All right. Well, then, as long as his voice is good,
we have
the infamous bug in Halo 3, I think it is, where the end of that game includes a scene where he's sitting at the seat of the ship and he removes his helmet and then the camera just follows the helmet down, and so he's just holding it at his side. So he took off his helmet, but we still never saw his face. There was a glitch or a hack or something that people could pull the camera out.
Yeah, that's very
common.
And
so he takes off his helmet, and it's just another Master Chief helmet.
Oh, my God, that's
amazing. Directly underneath it.
Because, yeah, they've never made his face there. Like, we have gotten descriptions of what he looks like in...
the books?
Yeah, in books and stuff. But, yeah, no, in games, we have never seen his face.
Okay, well, and he just has to have a good voice, I guess. And for Master Chief, that's... easy, I guess. I don't know.
I'm a little. Has it been the same voice actor like through all five games?
Pretty sure.
I'm surprised they're not just using him.
Because if this is a prequel story, he's probably going to spend a lot of time out of the suit.
There. Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting it's. I know you've just said it, but I keep forgetting it's a prequel story.
Because there's and the reason I think that is because there's like of the six people that have been cast so far, seven people including Chief. Five of them, I think, are Spartans.
Mm-hmm.
So that would heavily imply that this is before Reach.
Oh, it wasn't three. It was one. When they do the
helmet.
Yeah, when he takes the helmet off.
Because I thought there was an ending where he takes his helmet off in three as well.
There might be.
But it was another thing. You couldn't see it.
Yeah. So he puts the helmet down on the chair and gets up and walks away.
Yeah, if you zoom out, because I remember seeing GIFs of it. It zooms out, it's just another Chief head.
Mm-hmm. Two health bars.
So anyway, yeah. So that's gonna be cool. I'm a big fan of Halo, so I'm excited for that to happen. I'm gonna have to get a Showtime trial, I guess. I'm not gonna subscribe to Showtime for this.
I think you can do that through Amazon.
I can.
Sweet.
Because I did it with, I don't think it was Showtime. It may have been Showtime. I did it to watch American Gods.
Because you can also do it through Hulu, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so I'll just do it through Hulu. I haven't used that in trial yet. All right, so we got The Runaways and Cloak and Dagger, speaking of Hulu. I know Cloak and Dagger is Freeform. Runaways is a Hulu exclusive. They're apparently getting a crossover for their next seasons, because both are going to be on season three here pretty soon.
That's neat.
I still haven't watched season two of Runaways. Watch season two of Cloak and Dagger, though. Like, I actually enjoyed that show a little bit.
It does seem weird to do that. Like, I guess if you have Hulu, you're probably better off because you probably do have Cloak and Dagger on Hulu.
Yeah, like ABC Freeform, all their stuff is on Hulu.
Okay, so if you have Hulu, you're fine.
Yeah.
But if you're watching on ABC Freeform and then they just show up, the Runaways do, that'd get confusing.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be one of those things where, like, if it's going to be a multi-episode crossover, like this a la CW, or if it's going to be, like, Cloak and Dagger just show up in The Runaways.
Because I'm not super versed on the CW, like, crossovers, but isn't, like, one episode Arrow, one episode Flash, one episode Supergirl, and one episode Legends of Tomorrow?
Yeah, the basically Monday through Thursday are the four CW shows.
That's what I thought, okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, I think Monday through, I think, because I want to say Black Lightning double airs, maybe? Because I don't think they air any of them on Friday.
I just wanted to make sure that I was right by assuming that like it's the same crossover, it's just happening on different shows. Yeah. So you have to watch every show.
Yeah, so basically whenever they do the crossover episode, it's kind of cool like how it ends up working out. Every night you watch the show.
Story.
Yeah, for four nights in a row. Kind of neat.
That's better than comic books.
Yeah, it's certainly quicker.
Yeah.
So anyway, we don't really have much information other than that. James Wan is going to be working on an original horror film before getting started on Aquaman 2. So there's going to be a pretty significant delay before we get that sequel out there. But I think they're still going to be doing the spinoff series in between that time. So
for The Conjuring?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, because he hasn't been attached to any of those other than like a producer credit.
Yeah, and then the spinoff Aquaman movie too.
I completely forgot about that. Trench?
Yeah, The Trench, that's it. Yeah, James Wan. I just agreed with you and said The Conjuring. I was like, yeah, wait.
Well, because
that's the horror movie
series.
Is
that the one that had, like, Annabelle and all of that? Like, yes. Is that, okay. Because The Conjuring and there's, like, some other, like, franchise that keeps Sinister. I always get those backwards in my head for no reason.
Yeah, Sinister is different. I don't know which one James Wan is attached to.
The Conjuring, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I'll take your word on it. It's not terribly important to this. Yeah. But the point is, so for Aquaman fans, it's going to be a minute before you get that Aquaman sequel. But in the meantime, you'll get that spinoff movie.
But for horror movie fans, we getting another James Wan movie.
Yes.
Doing a horror movie, an original horror movie.
That's good news.
I'm on board.
I say those Aquaman fans can stick it because I still haven't gotten a Flash movie. And I'm not going to.
Yeah, I was going to say, good luck with that.
They're going to reboot that entire franchise before you get yourself a Flash movie.
I loved Ezra Miller in that movie so much.
Yeah, he was adequate.
I like that actor a lot. Like,
it's just that like I had already gotten so attached to
Grant. I'm aware. Yeah. Like, I get it. I totally do. And he was amazing. But like, this was different. And I knew it was supposed to be different. And I wanted that
Grant
movie.
Grant Gustin was just so good.
That's fine.
So good. And they had musical episodes. That was a good time. That was way better than it should have been.
Is Flash still running?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, the only one that's not going to be running is Arrow. Yeah, they had a musical episode because like there are a lot of people between Supergirl and Flash that like have like actual Broadway backgrounds.
Yeah, that's common.
it's just super fun. So they did like a really good musical episode. Yeah. Anyway,
that was a two part. That was another like, yeah, little two part crossover.
It was a
two
parter with Flash and Supergirl.
I remember I did watch that one because that was really good. That was fun.
I enjoyed the crap out of it. Mm-hmm. They were trying to figure out their relationship stuff.
So they were singing through the whole thing.
Well,
not the whole thing, but parts
of it.
Yeah, because
it's kind of like the Scrubs musical episode.
they got pulled into a universe where they had to like go through a musical. It's neat.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ!
Just watch it. It's good.
Let me know the two episodes, and I'll find them.
Oh no, you will not be able to appreciate it because you will have no context for like. This is like season 3 of The Flash.
Dang it! Well, I watched episode 1 or season 1 of Flash. And
yeah,
I think I got halfway
get
through
even
two.
A little bit.
See,
because
this is about
Flash and Supergirl's relationship drama is the entirety, like the entire point of this.
Wikipedia, mm-hmm. Here I come.
And it's fantastic. Like, and I know I was saying that is a bit of a detractor or a deterrent, mm-hmm. but I enjoyed the crap out of it. It was really, really entertaining. Going back here, Andy Serkis has been officially confirmed by Sony to direct Venom 2.
All right.
Which, like, cool. I like Andy Serkis a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't find any other, like, I think this might be his first time directing. And honestly, if it means that we don't have to deal with whatever director directed the first one,
I'm pulling
it
up
right now. This as a positive.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to stay optimistic, but...
Because honestly, like, were it not for the incredible CG of the first Venom movie, like, I think it would have tanked.
Ruben Fleischer.
Incredible is a strong word.
It's about as good as
bunch
it gets.
Bunch of globs going at each other.
Yeah.
You could not tell what was going on.
It definitely got a little bit rough at
the climax.
In the climactic fight.
Yeah, it was not good.
But, like, the Venom transformations looked great.
Yeah, like, I mean, there were aspects of it that were cool. And, like, if anybody has worked with that kind of, like, okay, so you have to storytell as a purely CGI character, Andy Serkis is your dude. But, I don't know. I wish that movie would have bombed and it could have just been...
Sony could have just given Spider-Man over to the MCU.
Like, everything to just the MCU.
Did it make money?
Yeah.
Venom made a lot of money.
Did it Suicide Squad?
It did Suicide
Squad. Yeah. Son of a...
Except, in fairness, Venom was better than Suicide Squad.
I still haven't seen Venom.
Very much so. But it didn't win an Oscar.
No. Venom is a solid popcorn flick. Like, you could sit back with a bucket of popcorn and just enjoy the action and entertainment.
I wouldn't go that far. It wasn't as bad as I was afraid it would be, but it wasn't as good as it should have been. It could have been
so much better.
It could have been considerably worse, but like it very much felt like it was two separate movies. Like,
and
anytime,
Tom Hardy had no idea. Like, it was two separate movies,
because
and
they Tom told
Hardy,
Tom
Hardy thought he was acting in two completely separate movies.
Yeah, it was rough.
Like, it goes back to the whole thing.
If you haven't seen it, I could not recommend it.
Okay,
rental is fine.
If you're out of movies to rent and you are desperate to see something,
so that means Dalton won't watch it.
If you find it in the dollar movie bin at your local rental place,
ask him if you can get like 75% off.
Oh, I wish Hastings was still around, because I know that movie would be everywhere used Blu-ray for $4.99.
Yeah.
Actually, no, Hastings, it'd be $5.99. We weren't cheap.
No, it's one of those movies. No, everybody wants it, and it made $1 billion. Like, that would stay.
I don't know how the Blu-ray sales have gone, though.
Sony produces everything too much.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the Spider-Man movies were always easy to find, and they were always cheap.
It's the limes. The guy holding the limes. Like, yeah. What do I do with all these Blu-rays?
Yeah, but, like, Marvel.
And plus, like, Sony is notorious for their rental exclusive copies.
That, too.
Which Hastings would buy a ton of and then end up selling.
For, like, $2.99.
Yeah.
Whenever they got unboxed. But, like, yeah, the Sony produces more, and they also devalue their movies. Whereas, like, Marvel and Disney, they do it, like, they have the vault. Mm-hmm. But even with the, like, MCU stuff, it still says $20 or more. Like, you don't find that stuff on sale unless, like, it's a specific, like, Black Friday. Like, you might get it for $8 at that point.
This is totally off topic. Did Marvel end up ever putting, or Disney put any of the Marvel movies in the vault?
No.
Okay. No, it's just the way they produce their
movies. No, you just kind of, it was one of the things, so, like, I just kind of had
that. You said something
he'd
have thought.
Yeah, yeah, it was that realization of, like, oh, yeah, it is Disney. Disney does the vault. That wouldn't be, like, totally out of left field for them to, like, start rotating out those Marvel movies, especially now that, you know, you kind of have the nice bow on everything of, all right, we're going to stop selling Iron Man for 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, they could, but yeah, Sony, Sony movies will go on, like, they'll show up $15, yeah. Whereas, like, the MCU movies will never do that unless it's, like, Black Friday.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I say, like,
I gotcha.
If Hastings was around right now, I could probably go get Venom right now for, like, $8.
Yeah.
Probably. That makes sense. Not cheaper. All right. This next portion of our podcast is brought to you by friends at Villainous Grounds in Perryville, Missouri. Stop by there for all of your comic book needs. Spider-Man and Venom. So it's a little topical here. Double Trouble. It's going to be a book coming out April 7th of next year, written by Mariko Tamaki and art by Guri Hiru. I have no idea if I said that right. I'll be honest with you.
I'm going to say you got it.
The first name I'm pretty positive I got right. The second name less positive. And it's just one of those, like, it's like Art Germ. It's one of those one word names. But anyway, yeah, it's going to be a Spider-Man and Venom switching bodies story. So I guess a la Spidey and Ock, but hopefully with less detrimental. Because it's by a third party. It's not like one of them doing it to the other.
Oh, so Freaky Friday.
Yeah, that was the headline, was like Spider-Man and Venom are getting Freaky Friday'd.
But it's also,
well, good for me.
It's also like its own total standalone. This isn't like a crossover between the ongoing Venom book by
Far as we know.
I mean, I can't imagine that would be, because like that creative team is not involved in any ongoing runs of those characters.
Yeah, the Cates and Ryan Stegman Venom book. Then again, this is going to be in April. So, I mean, there's a lot of time between now and then.
We would have heard by now if that was if there was a creative team shakeup.
You never know.
I'm about to say, and it's so far out.
Yeah.
Like April of next year.
I mean,
year.
It's a ways away, but I can't imagine that they would announce this crossover event featuring a whole new, like, creative team without announcing what, like, the plans were for these characters going forward. Yeah, because like maybe something has upset the status quo of one of these characters between now and then.
Like that big, like, Carnage event that's coming up.
Yeah, but I can't imagine that they, like, oh, we're taking Donny Cates off of this, like, award-winning Venom run, and it was such a big deal that Dan Slott is now off of Spider-Man. It's going to be a big deal whenever I'm totally blanking on his name that took over for it. Like when he switches off of it as well.
I can only think of the artist. I can't think of the writer right now. Hold up, I got you.
But so that's what I mean. It's like, so this is just going to be kind of like this might be like an Elseworlds.
Which is fine. Like, I'll read it when it goes on Marvel Unlimited, but it's not one of those things that I'm going to go out of my way for.
Yeah.
I found out that I'm still collecting the Fantastic Four ongoing.
Really?
I just wanted the number one, and
the
I just
dance,
keep buying it.
For the dance lot?
Yep.
Have you been reading it?
Nope.
No.
But I bought number 11, the variant of number 11. I already had the normal copy.
The places that I go, because there's been a couple when I totally redid my pull list, I went online to kind of see if there was anything going that I should get. And I know Chip Zdarsky Daredevil is something I should be getting, but like Jesse, I would want the entire run.
Yeah.
And there's no way I'm going to find a Daredevil number one. Mm-hmm. I also don't really want to buy 10 issues of a book that
Nick Spencer.
That's who's
doing Spider-Man.
So going through, and people were talking about like, yeah, they made such a big deal about Slott leaving Spider-Man, and now he's doing two books, and he's not doing very well at either of them, because and that's just like the three threads on Reddit that I've seen. So that is not representative, I'm sure, of the whole. But
and also in fairness, well, because I know like his Fantastic Four run has been really popular.
Has it
among Fantastic Four fans are kind of like a.
Yeah, but they might just be Stockholm syndromed in to where it's like, we're getting a Fantastic Four book. It has the words Fantastic Four on the cover, nothing else, and it's Sue Storm, Johnny Storm, Reed Richards, and Ben Grimm.
There you go.
Yes, this is great. I love it. I will buy the variant covers. Look how well it's selling, Marvel. Please don't take them from us again.
Yeah, and that's what I basically. So that's the long version of what I was gonna say. Fantastic Four fans can be fanatical.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've heard like
they
people
can
are
be fantastic.
Oh. So anyway, I've heard that.
That's not fair. There's four people that like the movie.
That's more accurate.
That was just the timing. God, I hate you, Ace.
That was well done. But anyway, so I've heard good reviews out of his Fantastic Four run. He's also doing Iron Man. And Iron Man in general, like the best Iron Man has sold in a while, despite all the people being upset about it,
mm-hmm.
was Invincible, or was Riri Williams and Victor Von Doom.
Yeah,
like that's the best selling Iron Man's been in a while. And then you know they got rid of both of the. Well, no, Riri still, she's just not Iron Man anymore now. She's straight up Ironheart. And she has her own ongoing, which I have no idea how well that's doing. I have not read any of it.
I didn't love I've read what's on Unlimited.
Of Ironheart?
Of Iron Man.
Oh, okay.
Of Tony Stark Iron Man. That's the Dan Slott run.
Oh, yeah.
And it's okay. It took a weird direction that I didn't super love, but it's fine. Like, I will probably kind of keep up. But that's the thing with Marvel Unlimited. Is like really the only investment is the time of reading it.
Yeah. And it takes no time at all to read comic books online.
It's not bad enough for me to just be like, I won't check into it again. I wish Marvel Unlimited had a way that I could move all of the books that I was reading like into the mobile app has something like that, but that doesn't carry over from the PC app. Moving on.
Iron Man is one of those characters, though, for me, just in general. Like, I've always preferred Tony Stark more in a tertiary role.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when he shows up in other books and does Tony Stark things.
Deadpool.
Yeah, exactly. I like Tony Stark exactly as much as I like Deadpool. Like, I love it when he shows up. Some of my favorite Deadpool moments were in All New Wolverine.
It is fantastic. Do you think it's because the best version of Tony Stark is the MCU?
Oh, that's accurate. And I feel really bad for a lot of people going to comic books expecting MCU Tony and getting comic books Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Comic books Tony is an extremely different character.
Yeah. Yeah, he really is.
He's a little what you call slappy.
Really, the only character that's even close to similar to their MCU iteration, Black Panther is pretty similar. Captain America is pretty close. Those are the only two that I can think of. Everybody else is pretty wildly different in the comic books versus their MCU counterparts, at least in terms of the minor details, the personality traits,
yeah,
that kind of stuff.
Well, it's because they don't look like the amazingly attractive people and amazingly charming people they cast in the roles.
I mean,
no, they do. Like they have gone through and like you can see
repenciled a couple
see where
of
the movies. Yeah, because really
like Star Lord has forever changed.
Biggest transformation probably of the from the MCU. Looks way different now. Anyway, that's boy, where did we go to that from?
Spider-Man Venom.
Oh,
The team up. Because I didn't
The reason that Dan Slott leaving Spider-Man was such a big deal, though, mm-hmm. is because he's been on Spider-Man.
For like
been
20
on,
years, yeah.
Yeah, for a dumb amount of time. Mm-hmm. Easily like the longest running creative attached to a book in Marvel in a really, really long time.
Yeah. But like I said, I think because of that and because Spider-Man had such a long-running, consistent team or like writer, that it will be new. Like his run is going to be compared to Dan Slott's run. Where it's just like, after only 30 issues, which is a phenomenal run, like Nick Spencer is, you know, moving off of Spider-Man onto something else.
And I feel like those headlines will come with, because I don't think Marvel will do that announcement. I think that those headlines will come when the solicitations release.
Yeah.
And suddenly there's a new creative team on Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's when we see that. And then they'll probably run a headline, get confirmation if Spencer's getting dropped from the book or if they're just, you know, like a one-off
or something like that
somebody else is grabbing. Yeah, or something along those lines. Because it really can be. A lot of the times those big creative announcements come out of the solicitations.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, looks like there's a new creative team on this. And then we reached out to Marvel and turns out, yeah, there's going to be. Or we reached out to the writer. It's like, yeah, no, that was the end of my run. And yeah, starting up a new one. Good for them. Good luck. I wish them all the best, et cetera, et cetera. So yeah, we have no idea what's going to happen, basically, is my point, between April 7th, because that is quite a, in terms of comic book time, that's
this book could get canceled.
This book could get canceled before it ever happens. But yeah, we have at least one huge event involving Spider-Man between now and then. So
that's only 8 years, so that's pretty low numbers for them.
Marvel has cut down on the events a little.
Yeah, they do 3 a year now. Instead of 72,
because we haven't had a an all encompassing Marvel event since,
was it Secret War 2?
Yeah, Secret Wars 2, I think, was. Did we have anything after that for an all encompassing Marvel event?
War of the Realms is going on right now.
Yeah, I guess that's technically an all encompassing.
No, it did very much as all encompassing,
except that all the other
no one's acknowledging it, but every character is having something to do. Which, I mean, that's kind of how Secret Wars was.
Like, well, Secret Wars canceled like every other book, though. That's what I mean by like that's a huge shakeup.
I mean, yeah, but they didn't do like 6 of those every year.
Yeah, that was the point I was making.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like the all-encompassing. It's like, no, they've cut down on events, but it's very much still like War of the Realms is going on. And like Secret Wars was like the peak of, hey, everything is changing.
Yeah.
Legit, like universe-wide. So yeah. I didn't know what I was confused by your standard of
all encompassing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically, like the big thing with War of the Realms is that only a few books are actually tied into it versus like Secret Wars. Like basically every book was either getting canceled or directly tied into Secret Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would consider like basically I would still consider War of the Realms a Thor book. Or a Thor event.
I mean, it is a Thor event, but they're also, you know, going out of their way to use like every character.
Yeah, and I mean, like events have done that before too. Like it doesn't necessarily, like it's still a Thor event, but like nothing that's happening in War of the Realms is going to affect Iron Man, Spider-Man, Captain Marvel, or any of those other characters.
There have been issues of single issues though.
Definitely not of Spider-Man.
Because like Secret Empire style. Where, because like reading X-Men Blue and Gold, there were at least one issue of each where it's like, hey, so we're locked in the dark dimension now because we're in Manhattan. Yeah. So we'll just tell a little side story based on that, and then we're just moving on.
Yeah.
I think there's been some of those too with like
Captain Marvel almost like sort of had one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was a little 2-issue run where Captain Marvel and Doctor Strange were dealing with the Enchantress.
Mm-hmm.
The
cover have the War of the Realms thing? Yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Like when I think all-encompassing, that's what I think of.
Right.
And just where it's like, okay, we are breaking from the ongoing story we're actively telling because crossover, event.
Yeah, but like Spider-Man as an example, none of those.
Yeah.
Like, because I know Spider-Man is playing a pretty big part in the War of the Realms stuff because I keep seeing him pictured all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
But none of the Spider...
You put him on a cover and it's going to...
Right.
Thanks, Broadway.
But yeah, none of the Spider-Man ongoings are getting the War of the Realms treatment.
Yeah.
Like the only variants and stuff like that are the only covers they've been getting that are any different, just say Carnageized and all that other stuff. Because, well, I mean, that one's going all over the place too. A lot of Carnageized variants have been out
there. Yeah, USA. Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Carnage event coming up, like we saw that there's, you know, a couple of.
Yeah, that one's going to be. That one I call like that's a Spider-Man event. Like Amazing Spider-Man and Venom are getting books out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, War of the Realms, definitely a huge Thor event. and grabbing like some tertiary characters, like Captain Marvel got a little bit of it, and because I know there are a ton of other books that are being getting those little one shots, but like I don't think that they, most of those aren't like running into the runs of that book, if that makes sense what I'm saying.
Kind of, yeah.
So yeah, it's a huge Thor event, but I still would classify that as a Thor event as opposed to like Fear itself or Civil War or
Original
Secret
Sin,
Wars.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, those kind of events. Anyway, we'll go ahead and move past it, though. That's all we got for comic books. This next portion of podcast brought to you by our friends Josh and Al at Press Start to Join. You can find all of their content, including their social media links and past episodes, at ps2jshow.com.
I'm on it.
Last Wednesday of each month is History of Gaming. Their most recent one was about Sega, so definitely check that out. So I know you guys are probably tired about hearing about Borderlands, so I'm going to make this kind of quick. Borderlands 3 has gone gold, so no delays. We're getting
now,
that.
Though. It's done.
It's done. Please start shipping.
Which, I mean, now gold doesn't mean, like in seriousness, gold doesn't mean what it used to. Like, gold used to mean, okay, this is the final product. This just now means that the information going on the disc, is finalized.
No, the
so they are still working on the day one update that I'm undoubtedly sure is going to hit.
Which, I mean, for Borderlands it might not, but yes, it absolutely could.
Yeah,
like that is not even a little bit unusual for a game that has gone gold to have day one updates. So, yeah, either way, though, that means basically the big news that comes out of that is that we're going to have the game on September 13th, barring, you know, shipping problems and stuff like that.
If Best Buy Fs me, the smoke.
They'll give you a $10 gift card.
Miles. I want a $10 gift card. I'm not, like, I talked about it last night. Like, I'm pretty much, like, now that I no longer get discounted prices on games, I'm going full digital.
Yeah.
Because now my lazy butt doesn't have to, like,
go to a store.
Well, no, not even that. Just, like, doesn't have to swap discs. Swapping discs is so annoying because I am a lazy POS.
No, digital is nice.
Like, that's one of the things I'm thinking about, like, with Pokemon. Like, if I end up getting Pokemon, I definitely think I want that digital, because then that's probably going to be one that, as for all my complaints about the lead-up to it, like, that's one that's not going to come out. Like, whereas if I decide to, you know, pop into Mario Maker or something.
Now you can have Mario Maker in,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, switch over Pokemon real quick.
Yep.
Play some Pokemon. Go back. Get frustrated with that because something's real dumb. Jump on back to Mario.
Oh, you went to Calvin's levels.
No, I was talking about Pokemon.
Oh, I was about to say.
I see that. I see the Wingull just make an immediate, like, hard right turn, not flapping its wings, floating around.
It changes direction.
It's a zero turn radius Pokemon.
watching the bracelets of a character just float off like it's a Sonic game.
Yeah. Oh, that Pokemon game. It's going to be something. So Borderlands 3, though. That's going to be something. Boy, I am hyped for this game. I'm sure that that's a surprise to everyone listening.
Right.
That I'm hyped about Borderlands 3. Everybody at this table is hyped about Borderlands 3.
I am.
We got some, they're doing these fun trailers about, like, getting to know the characters.
They are.
So far we've gotten Zane and Moe's. And those are...
I haven't seen the Moe's one. I saw the Zane one, and I think I kind of don't want to watch them because it's just going to get me more excited.
That's the... point.
Yeah, but like,
I mean, like, my
why start the car if you're not going to go anywhere?
Jesus Christ!
My hype levels are already at critical. Like, I desperately just want any content.
You just want,
want
a fix.
Exactly. I need something.
The Lisa Simpson just poured in.
Exactly.
Give me that mug.
Yeah, and like these trailers have been just awesome. We're getting Amara the Siren tomorrow, which bums me out. That Flack is still last.
Because that's the one you're looking forward to and you don't know anything about.
Well, yeah, like I say I'm looking forward to it. Like, I don't know if I'm looking forward to Flack. Flack is the one that I'm thinking I might enjoy.
I'm sure we'll get, like, the influencer stuff will come out before. So you'll get some solid gameplay footage, you know, a week before it comes out.
Because he's the only one we have not gotten gameplay footage for. And then he's the last one we're getting a get-to-know-the-character for. And I'm like... I want to know what my robo guy's going to do.
Oh, you'll find out.
I guess. I say that like I've because
Flack's the Beastmaster, right?
Yeah, Flack is the Beastmaster. And he very much is like that Zero-esque robot.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I want to know what he does. And I want to know things about him. and they won't tell me things about him. I see him riding on the back of Moses.
Hop on, buddy.
Just his name go. Is Bear.
I know. I love it.
Oh, you really need to watch the trailer. You need to watch that character trailer.
Tonight. I likely will tonight. If I go and work out for my cool down, I've stopped walking on the track and I've started going on the treadmill because it's easier for me to just like, I don't have to keep track of the number of laps I've done. It just tells me how far I've walked.
Yeah.
And so I just put my phone down on the screen and watch like YouTube videos.
Better way of doing it.
So I might do that.
Yeah. You can get that Moe's video in there. Cause yeah, it's good stuff. And I'm really excited about the Amara trailer. Cause right now, really the only character that I don't want to play and I will play eventually, I'm sure, is Zane.
Mm-hmm.
The other three characters, I'm like, yeah, that could be fun. Yeah, that's probably fun.
I'm all in on Moe's.
Yeah, Moe's is like that. That's another one. Like of the two that we've seen so far, I definitely want. Or of the three that we've seen gameplay wise, it's between Amara and Moe's.
I'm a little scared. I'm not gonna lie of the amount of money I could potentially drop on microtransactions for Bear cosmetics if they give me the option.
They will.
I know.
Give me like a dollar a piece.
I know. Listen here, League of Legends, Marvel Heroes.
Oh, there was so much expensive in League of Legends. That's what I'm saying. It's only a dollar.
I know, but I don't. That those dollars add up.
They do
real quick. So I'm gonna be eating peanut butter sandwiches for the next 2 weeks.
It's fine. Peanut butter and sandwiches are delicious.
They're great.
You throw some ramen in there every once in a while. Not in the sandwiches. Like just rotate it.
No, I mean, that's what it would be. It would be ramen and a peanut butter sandwich, and that's my dinner.
Honestly, you could put peanut butter in
so
ramen.
Much, that's
it's
so much
pretty
sodium.
Delicious.
So much sodium.
Wait, what?
You put peanut butter in your ramen next time. Just mix a little, mix like a, like you make
like,
your ramen
like
thing.
A peanut sauce? Like almost kind of like?
You mix like a tablespoon of like
it is poor
peanut
person
butter.
It is poor person
with
peanut
like
sauce.
Some soy sauce. Mix that in?
With the like mix it in while you when you do the flavor packet.
You Man, do it with the flavor packet?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the flavor packet, and then like I said, you want to do like a tablespoon of peanut butter, and then
just
like
a little hit
like,
of soy sauce,
like maybe a teaspoon of soy sauce. Hit that in there.
I'm
just
doing
mix
a really good
up.
Job not swearing right now. Because like, there's some words that I want to use.
You ever put an egg in your ramen?
All the time.
Okay.
And again, really proud of myself for not swearing right there. That's standard for me. I don't do water most of the time. I just do egg.
Wait, what?
Like instead of like putting water with the sauce, I beat an egg in a cup, put the packet in
but
there.
But you use
and
water to boil
the
noodles,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's...
No, no, okay, yeah.
Like, he's just using crunchy, like, scrambled eggs and ramen.
Because I never add... Like, I always drain mine.
Yeah, I drain mine, yeah.
I mix it in, and then I do the... Like, okay, anyway. Different... I don't know what show this is. I'm so
How
tired.
To cook ramen.
I fried it before.
From three college returns. Graduates.
It's how to eat when you're broke.
That's pretty bad, because... We're not college graduates or college like ages anymore.
Well, yeah, no, like we have learned.
We've learned.
We still actively do.
Some habits, they're comfort foods, man.
I had a friend who would actually just like take the ramen. He wouldn't cook it. He would just split the pads apart, add peanut butter to that, and eat it like a sandwich.
Well, all right. There's gonna be
I don't feel like that would just be messy. Like that's ramen like crumbles everywhere.
I'm not telling you that it's good.
I'm gonna
like,
try
I'm
it.
Just telling you
that's a thing
what
that
I have
did.
Seen.
You know, fair. That's fair. All right, so back to video games.
I had ramen today.
Call of Duty Modern Warfare. So we got their little like multiplayer reveal event.
I'm not buying it this year, guys.
I
you say that.
Every year.
And they do it every year. Like, I was not, like, with all of the, with how Black Ops 4 turned into a nightmare of microtransactions and the news that, like, oh, that same studio is now taking, like, they've totally taken over from what this new game was supposed to be. Like, I was not on board with a lot of the decisions they were making. But then they show me the gameplay. And I'm
like, oh, that's fun.
I mean, Call of Duty is a good time.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's one we very much get our money's worth out of.
Because for a solid 2 months, I get to hang out with my bros shooting people in the Call of Duties.
And also, like, this one is finally, like, they're not doing any sort of season pass.
No.
So, you know, all any maps that come out, we're going to get.
Which, of course, that means it's going to be a nightmare of microtransactions.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's just like, but I know... that means they're going to supplement it somehow. They're going to do the Game Pass thing. They're going to do the tier system again.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, so they're not doing zombies on this one?
Infinity Ward usually doesn't.
So that's kind of weird. But
because they'll have the Infinity Ward will have the single player campaign.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which this one's supposed to be like super Spec Ops The Line style of these are the true horrors of war. But hey, multiplayer, headshot, kill streaks are back. Woo! Like
yeah, because that's some of the stuff we got. Because the multiplayer is what you know.
What the game is like? Don't...
No. It was the voice you used, the cadence, and the woo at the end that just kind
of
got me.
Yeah, because 95% of the Call of Duty player base cares about the multiplayer.
Yeah,
they look, whether it be zombies or you know deathmatch, like that's what they care about.
I have never played a single player story mode in Call of Duty.
I played through Modern Warfare 1 and Modern Warfare 2.
And they've gone through they released the analytics on that of like they can go through and see everyone who's put in, you know, it's like checking trophies.
Yeah.
Everyone, the percentage of players who have gone into single player content is like startlingly low. That's why Black Ops 4 didn't have it.
Yeah. And still sold super well.
Yeah.
Because there were a few people, like there were headlines making it sound like people were upset about it. But
and there were people upset. It's there just, were. That was a vocal minority.
The silent extreme majority was fine with it.
Do you remember Black Ops 3?
Well, yeah.
The PS3 and Xbox 360 port.
That
was just zombies and multiplayer.
Yep.
Man, I hated my job whenever that game came out.
So many people returned in that game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so they tried.
People. Yeah, they sure did.
About to say they opened it already, so yeah. They were kind of SOL.
So we do have a little bit of information on that multiplayer. So crossplay is, you know, obviously we've had that confirmed for a little while, though, but we've been curious about how a few things are going to work because it's going to be crossplay with PC.
PS4, PC are the ones that are confirmed so far.
Yes. You can opt into crossplay with PC. Mm-hmm. You do not have to. Like it's split between console and PC.
It's split between controller inputs. So I think you can opt in, you can cross-play with PC as long as they have their controller input as a controller.
That might be the case, but I think like you still have to
opt into the PC. The number of people who are playing with a controller on PC, though, is going to be like crazy low.
Yeah, because
I think that's the way that they have it structured, is it's more on...
And they might, like, the way I read the Infinity Ward website, or the Call of Duty website, it read in such a way that console players will be able to opt out of playing against mouse and keyboard.
Right.
Which, yeah, like, I read that as, like, against PC, but yeah, if they're playing with a controller on PC, they also can't switch inputs mid-game.
Right.
Which was the important thing, I guess, for that. And I know they were talking about Xbox and PlayStation are going to support mouse and keyboard input for this game. Like, is it going to be one of those games that'll do it?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you have those options. But, yeah, you can opt out of playing against anybody with a mouse and keyboard if you're playing with a controller. Which, even if you are godlike at the game with a controller, I still recommend you probably opt out.
Right.
Well,
and you said you have to actually opt in to be able to.
Yeah, you have to opt in. Yeah, sorry. You have to opt in to play against people with mouse and keyboard. So, yeah, if you want a real challenge, then, yeah, by all means, hit up that mouse and keyboard.
If you're really good at the game and you want to feel like what it feels like being Dalton Anthony playing just regular Call of Duty, do that one time, and then you'll never do it again.
Jump in with the mouse and keyboard players. Especially, like, I'm pretty good at, like, PC first-person shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm pretty solid. I still get my arse handed to me. Like, if I go to any of the older Call of Duty games on PC, it's nuts. Like, I can't do anything.
Well, it's the pros are the only ones playing those right now.
Or the people that have been playing it for a really
long
time. Yeah,
that's why it's just the people that
like,
just know
and
it.
I say, like, old ones. Like, I went, they had, like, a Black Ops 3 free weekend right after, like, World War II came out, which was, like, the next one in the rotation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, no, I'll play Black Ops 3 for free for a minute. And then I just, got destroyed. And I was like, all right, cool. I don't want to buy this game. Thanks for that. Now I know.
You're the best. It was Infinite and then World War II.
Okay, yeah. So it was right after, Infinite came out, which Infinite nobody bought. So, like, Black
that
Ops
was one
3
that
still
I
had
definitely didn't. I never bought that one.
That was the one that Shannon gave me as a gift. And it was just like, oh, wow, you can just buy guns that are empirically better than anything else you can unlock throughout the game.
Not buy. loot box into.
But you can spend enough money into the loot boxes to
yeah.
get one.
Because I had that game specifically so that I could play the remastered Call of Duty 4 with Kevin Schenkelberg.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to relive some of our heyday in that classic wonderful Call of Duty. So some of the other things they brought back, speaking of classic wonderful Call of Duty, they're removing score streaks, bringing back kill streaks.
Boo. Boo.
Which
Boo!
Which is a little bit of a bummer for a lot of reasons. For people that don't often go, like, you know, 5-0 or
me.
Like,
this is terrible for me. The only, like, I rarely even got any of the good score streaks through assists and things like that.
I would get UAVs every once in a while.
Assists, no, they don't count for skill. Because they, like, it. There was a Call of Duty game before where only kills and assists, they still called it kill streaks,
mm-hmm.
and assists counted towards it,
gotcha.
Like, towards your score for it. But, like, if they go with the classic one where it really is just, like,
no,
three kills
kill
UAV,
confirmed.
Five kills for, et cetera, so, yeah, like, that very well could be.
Yeah, and I'm going to get none of these. And also, like, you just get the steamroller effect where it's like, hey, you're so good, you just killed 15 people without dying. Do you want a tank? So you can kill even more people?
You've earned this.
It's like, no, cool. Like, why do I even bother?
Oh, raps.
I mean, that. Yeah, I was about to say, that's how I felt anytime I got, like, raps or the... what was the one in Black Ops 4 that I really liked that was just devastating?
Was there dogs?
No, there was the one dog. There was the dog, but that was, like, someone's ultimate.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, who's a good
boy? It was one of, like...
Oh, the soldiers. Going through.
Oh, yeah.
You got, like, the three, like, recon guys that were invincible.
Yeah, those were really annoying, but that's not the one. Like, the one that I got was definitely an air support, but I don't remember what it was. Because it was one you had to shoot, like, two rockets at it before a rocket would even hit it. Because it would just shoot out
flares. Oh, the attack chopper.
It was something above the... It doesn't matter. It's entirely irrelevant. Regardless, yeah, like, that's... they're also bringing back the nuke... They're calling it white phosphorus, I believe, in this one, which in classic Call of Duty, like, you didn't have to pick that as a kill streak. The first time it was introduced, anyway, if you got 25 kills without dying, you won the game. Which was kind of a neat feature, but also, like, sometimes people would cheese it and they would, like, glitch out to really high up sniper spots so they couldn't get hit. There's one map in particular that would happen on High Rise, if I remember right, in Modern Warfare 2. I think
you're the only one at this table who would know that.
Yeah, yep. Fair.
Kevin was here,
Kevin would know. But yeah, no, there was like a sniper spot you could get to that you were not supposed to be able to get to, and yeah, that would happen to me like when I was playing with Kevin, or like we had a whole group of people that would play Modern Warfare 2, and occasionally that would happen. Some guy would glitch up there, and it's just like, we gotta figure out how to take him out. Because it's just really hard to hit him from that sniper spot,
mm-hmm.
and you know, we sit there like 14, 15. 16. Oh, God. 17. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. And then Kevin's like, I got him. Oh, thank God. Because, yeah, nothing is worse than losing to attack nuke. Because you just...
So is that what the white phosphorus is going to be? Because that was the big deal of it's just like, hey, this is like an actual war crime thing that you are now bringing into a video game. Like, I knew it was as a kill streak. I just didn't know that was like the nuclear option.
I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Because there's also a very upsetting sequence in Black Ops, Spec Ops: The Line, that involves the white phosphorus, and actually, you know, it burns so hot that it will just melt the skin off of human beings. And again, if you use it, that is an actual, like, legitimate war crime.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad that they're like, hey, I know this is war, but no,
it's yeah,
you don't get to use this.
Geneva Convention?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I knew a thing.
You did it.
Yeah, because I think that's what it, yeah, like, that is the kill streak, is white phosphorus, and yeah,
I
it's
was
the,
really hoping you just didn't Google white phosphorus.
Well, I did. Why?
I mean, just with not images on, and safe search on.
Okay. So yeah, I think that's, that is supposed to be their nuke. Yeah, it's gonna be their nuke. Which, yeah, their stance on it is like, I mean, we've done nukes before, like.
that is such a messed up way to say it.
Like, this is a game, like, in previous games, we've literally had nuclear missiles that we've dropped on people.
No Russian. I'm about to say, and I guess in total fairness, it's not the most egregious thing that they could have added.
So I mean, like, and they've done a lot of other things in this game. Like, it's because I know the controversy is like, so Infinity Ward is like actively supporting the use of white phosphorus. Like,
no, it's literally just
it's the kill streak. Like, this, yeah. It's a horrible thing you get to do to a bunch of people after you get 25 kills in a row.
It's, you just get a flex on them with white phosphorus. That's all it is.
Right, that's just a thing. Like, I don't know. But regardless, yeah, that so it is the nuke. Also, night maps.
Yay.
Yeah, they're adding night maps to it where, yeah, you walk around, I guess, with night vision goggles on the whole time, which I'm sure is going to add an interesting dynamic to the game. Looked like there was just a few different kind of game modes that they were kind of showing in this brief little thing. But we don't have a whole lot of information on that yet.
The big one that I like is Gunfight. Have you seen that?
No.
It's the 2v2, and it's just like best of three rounds. It's in a very small, contained...
Oh, yeah, that's the one they had the streamers doing.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very small map. It's supposed to kind of feel like the last ring of a Battle Royale game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's 2v2. You have, I think it's the same pool of weapons to choose from. No abilities, no, you know, streaks, clearly, because you're not going to get that many kills.
Right.
It's just supposed to be super quick. Like, that looked... I'm interested in that. Like, that looked fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of those things I might try every once in a while, but games like that frustrate me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, you guys have played Call of Duty with me. I get a lot of kills, but I also get a whole lot of deaths.
Mm-hmm.
My average, like, KD is probably like 2.5 to 1. So it's not like I very rarely.
Oh, is that it?
Why?
Because look who you're talking to.
Mine's like 0.8.
So my point is, like, I don't just go out there and like get a whole, like, I'm not Kevin Schenkelberg. I don't run out and just like, I killed their team. What? You just had a pistol this game. You're working on headshots. Like, what
got
do you
it.
Mean you killed their whole... Got him.
New Kevin. Camo. Why is mine gold? F off, Kevin. I've never played Call of Duty with you, Kevin. I don't know. Sounds
Kevin's
accurate.
Yeah, Kevin's super fun to play Call of Duty with.
No, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like I would have a horrible time. I got one kill and 34 deaths. We won 100-34. I was making it interesting, Kevin. That's my favorite line in Call of Duty history. I was making it close. Keeping it interesting.
That's right. Kevin's super fun to play Call of Duty with. And I would like it if all of us got this game. Though at this point, like, I would not blame Kevin if he never buys a game to play with me again. After like Anthem and we played quite a bit of Overwatch together. But I just feel really like I straight up Shannoned him with Anthem. Like, buy this game. We'll all play it together.
I mean, in fairness, we did.
Yeah,
and
just,
then it just
Anthem, I think, is more responsible for that than I am.
I can get
no,
back
no,
into
yeah,
Anthem.
That's what
it's
I'm 20 saying.
Bucks now, brand new.
Yeah.
That game came out like 4 months
Boy,
ago.
Boy, if they would just update the game. Like, that game was so fun.
Yeah.
There's just nothing to do anymore.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful game. I'll give it that.
So pretty. So much fun. The gameplay was incredible. Yeah. Anyway. All right. We're a little bit over here, so we're going to kind of rush through the last little bit of news we get here. Destiny 2 Shadowkeep and New Light been delayed October 1st.
Okay.
Which, I mean, that's fine. Like, I really like that Bungie can now make a decision to, like, this could use a little bit more time. We're going to go ahead and take a little bit more time. Because Activision, I'm sure that's a play they would not have let them make. We had Evo. Was this last weekend. We got a bunch of fighting game announcements out of that. We got a new Guilty Gear. Was one of the big ones that got announced. We got a little bit of a gameplay teaser on that. It will be Arc System Works are back with it. It looks like they're going very much with like the DBZ FighterZ style, which is cool. Let's see, we got a King of Fighters 15 was confirmed. We got a Riot announced that they're working on a fighting game. Riot Games is in the guys that do League of Legends. And then we got a little bit of Mortal Kombat news that wasn't necessarily out of Evo, but
was not
Asa,
out of
if
Evo,
you want to...
Which also was kind of heartbreaking because, like, so the internet has been very mad at NetherRealm Studios because of their lack of communication with, like, a time frame for their DLC.
Mm.
It's like, hey, buy this content pack and, you know, just we'll put out stuff whenever. Because so far we've gotten one character and one pack of skins. And that's it. So... And it doesn't help that Ed Boon likes to troll and like make little comments and stuff on Twitter that people are just like, hey, cool, you're being cute, but we would like to know when we're getting the stuff we're paying for.
Yeah.
And that we've paid for. Which he actually eventually made a statement like, hey, I know it's not ideal, but these decisions are not up to us. And it's just like, that's kind of a bummer, but also, like, you're not helping by just, like, hey, maybe something soon. Like, ah, stop it. But we finally did get the Nightwolf gameplay trailer and the release date, the early access, so, like, the premium, the people who bought, like, the premium edition.
So what you'll get.
And the people who bought the compact. It's going to come out next week, August 13th. And his trailer was awesome. I am not a big fan of the character. Like, not that I dislike him. It's just, like, I never cared about him. He was never someone that I played in any of the older games.
I think I played it. I liked him quite a bit in Mortal Kombat 3.
Did you see the trailer?
Yes.
He looks awesome.
Yeah, he does.
Like, he I'm genuine. Like, I went from, like, oh, man, Nightwolf is getting a DLC slot to, oh, I'm very much looking forward to playing it. Like, I will update the game and play it for the first time and... Well, no, I plugged it in this weekend to just kind of mess around with the tower.
It in.
Did you really?
Yeah.
But so I'm very excited to, like, get my hands on him. The animal abilities look super cool.
Yeah.
I appreciate that his fatal blow is, yes, it should be a fatality, but, like, it's not super over the top.
it's just a hatchet into the side of their head, guys.
And then, like, being struck by lightning.
Yeah, that's fine. You can easily survive that.
And three arrows to the chest.
It's fine.
It's fine. I mean, but you're not.
Have you met Sub-Zero?
But you're not getting, like, shot through the face.
That's true.
Like, it's not.
No, yeah, they're definitely worse ones for sure. Yeah. It's just like the thing, because I don't know what they call them now since they're not the X-ray moves anymore.
Fatal blows.
Fatal blows. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I guess that's aptly named. Really, they just wanted more fatalities in there that are just easier to pull off.
Yeah, and then we did and get to worked. See his, we got to see, like, and he's got his classic moves, so he's got the lightning call, he's got the shoulder block, or shoulder tackle, whatever. He's got the animal spirits. Some of them look like buffs, some of them look like it'll, like, reflect a projectile. So, some cool elements there. We got to see his fatal blow, which is cool, and we've seen, the trailer only had one fatality, but the second fatality has also been released. And they're fine. Like, I'm not super crazy about either of them, but the one that came in the trailer was pretty gruesome, where he, like, hatchets through the mouth and then just rips off the whole front of your body.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. And then he tomahawk throws and cuts the heart in half.
Yeah, he just, like, yeah, which, from your jaw yanks, like, opens up your chest cavity from your jaw, which, and then
and like, but correct. It also pulls apart, like, your shoulder, like, the front part of your shoulders. Like, he's essentially just ripping you in half.
Okay.
My favorite one to come out of it was, like, when she says, "I love you as a friend."
And then
the tomahawk goes and just cuts the heart in half.
That's good. I like that.
So yeah, that's August 13th. I'm super excited. I'm very much looking forward to it. If you are even just, like, a passing fan of the Mortal Kombat games, you just like the spectacle, check out the trailer. It's 2 minutes, and it's pretty cool. I'm excited to see what people who are actually good at the game are going to do. Because that's the big thing, is no one knows what his tournament set is going to be. Because apparently, like, the Shang Tsung tournament variation didn't have a lot of his, like, the ninjas
in that, yeah.
Which is a bummer. So, we'll see how that goes.
Yep. Alright, that's going to do it for us, those guys. Thank you so much for listening. Yeah, I guess the big thing, tell a friend about the show.
Johnny Underwood, if you could get Obama to rate us on iTunes, that would be amazing. I know he does Zune. But
get us that Obama bump.
Yeah.
Obama has a Zune.
That was an old Donald Glover joke.
Oh.
Also, like, the official thing is, last night I did record with Respawn Aim Fire. That issue should be dropping Tuesday morning. So you can check them out on, they're also on the
they're on
various
iTunes.
Podcasting services. So, you know, you're done listening to us now. And if you want more of my opinions, and also we played games. Like, we did a word association. Oh. We did a Would You Rather video game edition thing. Those guys are really fun. I like the stuff that they put out. I was really excited to finally be able to work with them, and it would mean a lot if you guys went and checked their stuff out as well.
There you go. So yeah, you can find those guys. It was, what was it called again?
Respawn Aim Fire.
Yeah, definitely check those guys out. You know, support our friend Asa on that, in that special guest appearance that he had.
Yeah. And we'll be doing stuff with them too. I just need to figure out the best way to do multiple people here with, like, them calling in separately, because they are not from the same.
Right.
They don't record in the same spot, so.
Yeah, that'll require some editing magic and some.
So once I figure out the best way to do that, we'll have them on the, it'll probably be like a Tuesday show.
Yeah.
That we get them on.
So yeah, that's going to do it for us, guys. Remember, tell a friend. We don't pay for any kind of advertising anywhere, so it's all word of mouth. Tweet, retweet, whatever you want to do. Just, you know, spread the word. Spread the good word.
Twitter.com/Podzilla1985. I'm starting to get a little bit better about, like, posting the actual episodes. So, you know, even just retweeting those tweets that have the link straight to, you know, an RSS feed or the Podzilla website helps a lot just to get the optics out there.
Yep, that's always helpful. Always super helpful, and we always appreciate it. All right, guys, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.